New focus at the Justice Department.
Suing universities it decides discriminate against white applicants.
American missile test.
Launched from Vandenberg Air Force Base in a show of readiness and accuracy.
The president, his son, and a meeting with a Russian.
President Trump's lawyers say this latest discrepancy is legally meaningless.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, there's a push from the Justice Department to investigate and sue universities over their affirmative action policies if they discriminate against whites. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
An internal memo seen by the New York Times suggests the Justice Department may act against universities it decides unduly favor black and Hispanic applicants. Civil rights legal advocate Kristen Clark saw this coming.
It's language that's really clear and consistent with Attorney General Jeff Sessions' long-standing hostility towards affirmative action programs.
Indian American Trump supporter Vijay Chokhal Ingham saw this coming too. In a YouTube video last year, he said affirmative action discriminates against ethnic Asian applicants too.
The discrimination is so bad that I had to pose as black to get into medical school.
The Washington Post reports the Justice Department is now advertising for lawyers interested in implementing the policy after its own career staffers refused. Steve?
Overnight, the U.S. military conducted a missile test. CBS's Cammie McCormick has details.
This unarmed Minuteman III intercontinental ballistic missile was launched from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. The U.S. military says while it was not a response to recent North Korean actions, it does demonstrate the U.S. nuclear enterprise is safe, secure, effective, and ready to deter attacks against the U.S. and its allies. This is the fourth test of its kind this year.
And it came only hours after Secretary of State Tillerson talked about trying to get a dialogue started with North Korea.
And we're trying to convey to the North Koreans, we are not your enemy, we're not your threat, but you are presenting an unacceptable threat to us, and we have to respond.
The independent counsel may have more questions in the Russia investigation over President Trump's input on his son's initial characterization of a meeting with a Russian lawyer during the campaign. CBS's Major Garrett.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders acknowledged President Trump played a role in framing the July 8th statement in which his son, Donald Trump Jr., inaccurately described a June 2016 meeting with a Russian lawyer.
The statement that Don Jr. issued is true. There's no inaccuracy in the statement. The president weighed in as any father would based on the limited information that he had.
But Trump Jr.'s email showed the meeting occurred after politically damaging information on Hillary Clinton was offered. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham said misleading statements only cause investigators to look further.
So if you want these investigations to come to an end, the last thing you need to do is reinforce the narrative if you're not candid and honest about what happened.
Christopher Wray, who says his loyalty is to the Constitution and rule of law, is the new head of the FBI. The vote to confirm him was 92-5 in the Senate. The White House is accused in new court action of conspiring to push a fake news story about Democratic leaks and the death of a DNC staffer. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
A lawsuit filed by a private investigator alleges he, an influential GOP donor, a Fox News reporter, and the White House all collaborated on a story that Fox later retracted. It floated the notion that DNC staffer Seth Rich had been in touch with WikiLeaks before his unsolved murder last year. The private eye filing the suit and the donor who paid him met here at the White House with Sean Spicer to talk about the story. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said nothing came of that.
They had a conversation, and that was the end of it.
Sanders denies the lawsuit's claim that the president saw a draft of the retracted Fox News report and urged its publication. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
In a story on golf.com, President Trump is said to have told friends at his New Jersey club that the White House is a real dump. Mr. Trump has spent nearly every weekend of his young presidency at one of his own properties. High on the Trump agenda is tax cuts. CBS's Steve Dorsey looks at a new battle that's shaping up in Congress over this.
After Senate Democrats and independents sent a letter to Republican leaders opposing tax cuts for the rich, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says his party will go it alone on tax reform.
We have been informed by a majority of the Democrats in a letter I just received today that most of the principles that would get the country growing again, they're not interested in addressing.
But a warning to Republicans from Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We saw the trouble of going at it alone with health care. If they decide to cut Democrats out of the process and do it by themselves, the same fate is likely to await them.
Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Washington.
The lawyer who represented Bill Cosby at the sex assault trial that ended with a deadlocked jury says he wants no part of a November retrial. A judge will consider the matter later on this month. Authorities in Florida have captured the last of a dozen inmates who escaped from an Alabama jail by using peanut butter to change numbers and trick a new guard into opening an exit door. The sheriff, who has the 24-year-old escapee now, says his jail doors are shut tight.
You know, I don't ever like to brag. We've never had an escape from the Martin County Jail. And I can tell you this, he's not getting peanut butter.
Authorities at San Francisco's airport say a 17-year-old boy traveling alone on a flight from Central America bolted from an emergency door right after the jet landed as passengers sat stunned.
This guy, I see him jump on the wing, and then he starts climbing down the wing, and then he just runs.
The U.S. citizen was arrested. The Pacific Northwest is set to bake in searing summer heat. CBS's Maria Villarreal says triple-digit heat is in store for Oregon.
Stores in normally mild Portland are running out of air conditioners.
I'm going to stay at my house and be cool.
Meals on Wheels is delivering fans to the elderly.
Oh, thank you.
Three times in history, Portland has reached 107 degrees. By Thursday, it could hit 108.
Officials on North Carolina's Outer Banks say all the power should be restored to two popular islands within a week. Some vacationers who had to make other plans turned up at Tricia Riley's hotel in Virginia Beach.
That's your 1 week of vacation maybe that you get with your kids and your family for the rest of the year. And for them to be turned away, doors closed, so to speak, that was hard.
Online giant Amazon, intent on hiring 100,000 workers by the middle of next year, holds a hiring day today to try to fill 50,000 positions at warehouses. There's a new analysis of the workforce and injuries and deaths on the job. Here's CBS's Gary Nunn.
An older workforce usually means more people with higher risk factors such as heart trouble, obesity, and diabetes. Epidemiologist Ken Scott explains.
The frequency of injuries tends to decline with age, but the severity of injuries when they do occur is really what gets worse.
And Scott says recovery takes more time.
Even when people injure their backs or their shoulders, older workers tend to require more time to recover from those injuries.
In 2015, about one-third of deadly workplace accidents involved a worker 55 or older. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
At 96, Britain's Prince Philip is giving up his job, in a manner of speaking. Queen Elizabeth's husband holding his final solo public engagement today. He's taken part in 22,000 of them over 7 decades. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.